Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur. How are you doing? This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur, your Chief Profitability Officer, your Sales and Profit Evangelist, if you will. Thank you for listening in. E3C stands for Entrepreneurship, Empowerment, and Evolution, and the C stands for Connect, Collaborate, and Create as an Opportunity. We show you how to maximize your profits and business opportunities. We teach you the best practices of profitability and share with you new ideas and strategies to take your business to the next level. Check out the website bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. That's better sales with an S and profits with an S now.com. We want you to listen, learn, enjoy, and share. And check out Blog Talk Radio. That's what I'm broadcasting on today. blogtalkradio.com/E3C. So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about consultative selling. What is that? Consultative selling. Reminds me, I'm going to make a statement here. When it comes to the first appointment, it's not about you. Okay? Consultative sales, the sale is made on the first appointment. Matter of fact, I would say any sale is made on the first appointment. This is not an outlandish statement. You know, just stay with me. It's true, and it can be done. And, you know, perhaps you're not going to get the check in hand right then, but you'd be further down the road to closing the deal than most salespeople. So what is the definition of consultative sales? Well, consultative sales is the process by which a salesperson establishes a relationship with a prospective client and uncovers her needs, goals, issues, challenges first. And I said first, before ever offering the sale, closing, trying to close the deal, before you ever talk about this is what we can do for you, what the solution is, this is how we can help you, first talk about their needs, their goals, their issues, their challenges. Get to know them first. That's what consultative sales is all about. And most companies, if they utilize the consultative sales process, they can offer greater satisfaction, greater support. And you offer services instead of, you know, just products. You know, who wants just a product? People want services. So anyway, most use consultative selling to sell an intangible service. You know, with a product, you know, people can see it, they can touch it, it's tangible. Unlike a service, you know, that's intangible. So how do you sell a service? Well, you do consultative selling. However, you know, if you can use consultative selling to sell a tangible product more successfully, you will be more successful. Okay, by avoiding the impulse to pitch, you know, most salespeople want to pitch a product or service to make a sale. What you're doing in consultative selling is you're placing your needs ahead of yourself. You place your needs. The prospect is the most important thing. Okay, the prospect ahead of the salesperson. So the goal of the consultative sales is to establish rapport. You want to build a high level of trust and credibility. You want to collect information that can be used to develop that winning, customized and tailored solution. So the results in when you're sitting down with a client, you realize that the salesperson, a lot of times, this ever happened to you? You're sitting in front of a person, you realize that the salesperson is not really interested in you. You know, they want to sell you the business. They don't want to understand what the problems and challenges are. And when you feel that way, consequently, the salesperson seems to be really in it for themselves. But if you can be a consultant, steep in the consultative selling process, the salesperson yourself can be a knowledgeable advisor and not just a salesperson trying to sell you something. You know what I mean? What you want to do is encourage people to buy. You don't want to sell to them. People don't like to be sold. This takes me back to way back in the 80s when I first heard the statement. It said, the sale is made on the first appointment. I said, yeah, right. I was a first-year financial planner with IDS American Express. I didn't believe it. However, I believe it now. The sale is made on the first appointment. That is, you know, that's what I heard from my district manager. He said, sale's made on the first appointment. I said, yeah, right. I said, nobody's going to make a decision in just one appointment. That's impossible. You know, who in their right mind is going to decide to do anything within such a short frame of time? You know, one appointment? Never. I need more time. I know every other person needs more time. I wouldn't do it, not me. However, I was wrong. I think if you do it the right way, you can make the sale on the first appointment. I was thinking, yeah, people need more time. You know, they need more information. They need to talk to like three companies before deciding to do business with you. They need to discuss it with their wife, the husband, the brother, the sister, the son, the daughter, the father, mother, right? Right? Yeah, I was wrong. The first appointment, if done correctly, you can make the sale. The best salesperson can, and they do make the sale on the first appointment. Only the best can do it. So you got to be ready. You got to bring your A game. Can it be done? Yeah, it can be done. Yes, definitely. You can develop a new client. You can make a sale if the appointment is executed successfully. The salesman is not making this a waste of time and opportunity. You know, if you've been in sales before, you know. If you're successful in consultative selling, the prospect becomes a client. And the appointment is done and you get a client. Good luck. If you ever connect with this person, if you're not successful in this consulting selling thing or in sales, that person, that suspect or prospect will never become a client. So the first appointment is critical to the success of the sales. The choice is yours. Either you're going to hit the ball out of the park or strike out. Are you going to produce a sale and make money or reflect on another, you know, lost opportunity and wonder what went wrong? So how is the sale? You're asking, so Ken, how is the sale made on the first appointment? There are some best practices and principles for completing a great first appointment. Fundamentally, got to have basics. Fundamentally, there are key steps to achieving success on the first appointment. There are specific techniques that we learn. All successful salespeople understand what it takes to win over the new client and make that sale. The first objective in making the sale on the first appointment is placing the prospect's client's goals and needs ahead of your own. You say, oh, what do you mean? I'm in here to make money. No. You're in to learn about the other client or the other prospective client and learn about them. With the first appointment, it's never about you. I'll repeat, it's never about you. It's about the other person, their goals, their dreams, their business. I'll give you an example. Recently, I asked a sales candidate for a client company to conduct a role play with me. The task was to conduct a first call interview. Surprisingly, he was a promising candidate. This candidate talked about his company, its history, the products, the services, its successes. He talked about the company's accomplishments. He talked and talked and then talked some more. He talked for at least 15 minutes, nonstop. He did not ask me a single question. He did not ask me anything about my needs, my challenges, my issues, my problems. You think he's going to get that sale? How do you conduct a first call appointment? You know, now if you don't ask me any questions, if you don't ask me any questions, how do you know if your product or service is the right fit? How do you know if your product or service has value? If you don't ask the person, the prospect or suspect, what they're looking for. And unfortunately, I have to admit this, it was pretty predictable. Most salespeople, young, old, rich, poor, probably more poor than rich, they exhibit the same behavior. Most people do. Most people are interested in their own well-being. They're trying to make that sale. They're concerned about their own welfare and what's in it for them. Typically, that's what a salesperson is, right? That's the old school. It's human nature. Salespeople, they try to make that sale. Sometimes the prospect's needs and wants are secondary to the process. I said sometimes. Oh, you might agree. Hey, sometimes, most times, people feel that way. The goal for a salesperson is to make a sale. Now, most people will agree. You must understand that in order to make that sale, you got to understand the prospect's goals and wants, challenges and needs before you try to sell them. However, what most people, or what some people I'd say, what they do is different. Now, I talk to the candidate, says, okay, you ready to go with this role? Yeah. They talk about how they place the needs and wants and dreams and desires that get into there, and we have to ask these questions and this question, open-ended probes and whatnot. And you know what? They don't do it. What they say and what they do is completely different. So it's so interesting. In sales, sometimes thoughts don't match behavior. And I do this all the time. I'll do an exercise where I bring two people up on a role play. I'm doing a sales training, and I say, meet two people come up. So you have a pen. The pen is black. It's lightweight. It costs 10 cents. You're calling, you're talking to a business owner. Go up and make that sale. And what happens? They talk about the pen. They talk about their company. They talk about their needs. Well, not their needs, but they talk about the pen and the qualities and the features and the benefits. Many times, often than not, I would say maybe 90, 95%, maybe 99%, do they ever ask the client, what are you looking for? What kind of pen would you like to have? What is your budget for a pen? Why are you looking for pens? Of course, we're not talking about you, right? Yeah, we're not talking about you. But other people we're talking about, right? Anyway, more often than not, salespeople, when a salesperson, you said this never happens to you, right? You put yourself in the buyer's perspective. Have you ever went shopping or looking for a specific product or service? When a salesperson approaches you, you think, are they looking out for me or are they looking out for themselves? What's in it? Are they putting my best interests ahead of their own? Most often, you believe that they're always trying to sell your product or service. You think the saleswoman always going to talk about how wonderful the product and service is. They only talk about their product and service, right? You get the feel that the focus is on you or on the other person, the salesperson. See, that's why most people don't like to be sold. They want to buy. And there's a difference. Most people try to avoid the salesperson at all costs. You've been it. When you walk into the store, you say, just look. You know why? Because they're uncomfortable with the sales process. They know that when they're being sold, they don't like to be sold. It's such an uncomfortable experience. Unfortunately, most salespeople, they don't want to improve it. A less skilled salesperson will not inquire about goals, needs, challenges, wants, what that person needs. They're going to tell you 100 features about their product or service, what makes it so special. For most people, that's a horrible sales experience. So what was your last experience? When you were shopping for a computer or a dress suit or pants or even trying to repair your automobile, did you feel like the salesperson was looking out for your best interest? Think about your last visit to KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, or any fast food restaurant. Is there any difference in what your sales experience is? You drive up to the window, the clerk speaks and asks, and you listen, right? You place your order, you pay for your order, you pick up your food at the next window. The clerk says, thank you, next. That's your question. Did she ask you any questions about why you wanted Southern Fried Chicken sandwich over the Big Mac? No interaction, no conversation. She just took your money. How'd you feel? Did you feel like you ever go back to McDonald's if you feel like you're in a McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken? Is your product or service a commodity? Do your prospective clients value your company and its products or services? Or is it just a commodity price purchase like McDonald's or, you know, what anything will do? The key point is this is not fast food. You need to understand the goals and needs, concerns, and challenges of your prospective client. If you don't, it's just like going to a fast food restaurant. Next. Anyway, the sales experience should be a positive one. That's how you make the sale on the first appointment. The goal is to learn about the other person's objectives, the needs, the challenges. I sound like a broken record, don't I? Their issues. What are the buying criteria? A salesperson should always share interesting facts and information. It should be about self-discovery of the prospect, not you, the prospect, the prospective client. And the experience should always be about the buyer, never about you. The focus on during the sales process should always be on the client, the prospective client. Never concentrate on yourself. The whole conversation should be about how this particular product or service fits the needs of the future client. It's not about how great your company is or how great your product or service is. The conversation is always about the prospective client. It's not about you. It's not about you. Let me tell you something. Here's a secret that few salespeople know. If you want to make the sale on the first appointment, listen up. This is all salespeople are interested in themselves or prospects. I repeat, this is salespeople are interested, individuals are interested in themselves or prospects. They are interested in their own needs, their own wants. That means let the prospective client talk. Let them talk about how they got started in their business, why their product or service is so good. Talk about their employees, the company, the building that they bought. You know, let them talk about how they got started in their business. Let them talk. Let them talk. They like to let people like to talk about themselves. That's what you do if you're a salesperson. You talk about your product or service. Stop it. Let the prospective client talk. People love to talk about themselves. It's a way for the prospect to discover, or it's a way for you to understand the prospect's mind and heart. That's a secret that most salespeople don't know. The best salespeople understand them. See, most individuals want to express themselves. You've been in probably situations where people are interviewing. You want to talk. Guys talking and talking. You've been in a networking meeting. People are talking, talking. You want to express yourself. In the sales process, let the other person talk. Let them express themselves, okay? The best thing you can do is let them talk and share information. Smart salespeople let the other person talk about themselves. And their goal, the salesperson, the smart salesperson, is not to talk, but to listen, listen, listen and learn. And what will happen, this will provide you with the necessary information to customize your sales solution. And so you can address those business problems. Listening to other people, listening to the prospective client, communicates that you're interested in them. Okay? It shows that you value their opinion. It shows that you respect them. Most salespeople talk. Few really listen. Again, when it comes to the first appointment, it's not about you. So here's some suggestions to help you achieve that successful first appointment. Some guidelines, if you will. The most important person, are you listening? The most important person is the prospective client, not you. It's not about your company. It's not about the salesperson. It's not about you, Mr. Salesperson, Ms. Salesperson. Okay? So the most important person is the prospective client. Second, listen first, speak last. Listen first, speak last. God gave us two ears for a reason, to listen. We got one mouth. Okay? When I sit down in front of a client, I say, my goal is that you speak more than me. I want to listen to your goals, your concerns, your challenges, your issues, your company, your products, service. My goal is that you talk more than me. I always say it in the first meeting. Okay, so listen first, speak last. Here's another one. Encourage your future client to share and talk more about themselves. It's not about you. Encourage them to talk, to share. You'll collect information. You'll learn from them. Okay. Another one, become a resource for your prospective client. Be an expert in their industry, in their field. Know where their challenges are, their problems. Know what the trends are. Become a resource for your prospective client. Here's another one. Provide helpful information and assistance. Be, again, that resource. You know, have a handy website or maybe a new technology that they would be interested in. Be a resource. Give them information. Support them. Be of assistance to them. Be an advisor. Okay. Another one. Learn about her short and long-term goals. Learn about her short and long-term goals. Okay. Again, it's not about you. It's about them. What would you like to accomplish in the next month, the next 60 days, the next 6 months, the next quarter, the next year, the next 5 years, 10 years? Learn about them. Here's another one. Seek to understand her responsibilities in her company. Are her responsibilities the financial end? Is it the sales end? Is it the operations? Understand, because her responsibilities will affect how she feels about a product or service. If you can solve her problems so she can do her job, then you're winning. Here's another thing. Your goal is that the prospect talks more than you. I said that. Your goal is that your prospect talks more and you speak less. Again, here's another one. Ask her questions that make her think. Ask her questions that make her think. Make it a learning experience. Okay, a learning experience. Now, there's two types of questions you can ask. You can ask a question that can be answered with a yes or no. That's a closed probe. Or you can ask open probe questions that can begin with who, what, where, why, and how, because it makes them think. Open-ended probes. Okay? If you ask a question that says no, the conversation is going to go downhill. But if you ask a question with who, what, why, and where, it challenges them, makes them think. They have to respond to you, and you get to know what they're thinking, what their thought process is. And if you do understand what their thought process is, the needs, the wants, their goals, challenges, then you'll know how to make the sale. All right. Help her make the right decision. Give her some choices. Show her what the challenges are and really get into what this problem is that she's having. Maybe for the first time when you're asking these questions, she's never asked those questions of herself. She's never even challenged herself on where she's at and what choices she can make. Okay. Give them a unique experience that they'll never forget. Be a consultant. Be an advisor to them. Don't try to make that sale in the first appointment. Okay. Make the sales process challenging, smiling. Challenge them in a positive manner. I always ask them, what are you currently doing? Why do you have this problem? What are you currently doing right now? What are your results? That's a challenge. Also, don't burden them. Don't be an obstacle to the decision-making process, okay? What I mean by that is that you've got to really understand what their decision-making process is. A lot of times they're going to say, I make decisions. But you really need to understand who's making decisions, who affects, who influences their decision-making process. You got to ask that. Here's another thing, first call. Under-promise, over-deliver. Okay? Under-promise, over-deliver. And deliver the unexpected. Hey, I think I can get this to you by the end of the week. 24 hours, you get it to them. Bam, done. So if you want to make the sale on the first appointment, be different. Become the best at your profession. And please understand, it's not about you. Change your attitude and behavior and begin to focus on your future clients. Place their needs, their concerns above your own. Consequently, you'll be more successful in the first appointment. you'll increase your sales and you'll earn more referrals and win more clients and win that client for life.
This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur, your Chief Profitability Officer, if you will. You can check us out at Better Sales and Profits Now. That's Better Sales and